Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Charm has curdled into smarm in the big screen version of Entourage. The jaunty style of a hit TV series has been replaced by huge spasms of false energy and a sense of barely concealed flop sweat. The core cast is back. Adrien Grenier as the likably vapid movie star Vincent Chase, Kevin Connolly, Kevin Dillon, and Jerry Ferrara as his loyal buddies from Queens, and Jeremy Piven as the ex-super agent Ari Gold, who's now running a Hollywood studio. They aren't funny, though, because they're playing caricatures of their characters. Poetic nuance was never in the cards for this climax to the Entourage phenomenon, but it's still painful to watch a whole production afflicted with stylistic elephantiasis. The story turns on Vince's decision to direct as well as star in a new movie that's slated to be Ari's first venture as studio chief. We get a few glimpses of the thing. Vince plays some sort of sci-fi Avenger in what seems to be a demented music video. But can he direct? Who knows? From what we see, the answer is no, but others think the movie will be a hit if Vince's vision isn't compromised by father and son investors from Texas. They're played joylessly by Billy Bob Thornton and Haley Joel Osment. Another question is whether the creator of Entourage, Doug Ellen, can direct a theatrical feature. The answer is sort of. His direction from his own patchwork screenplay is amateur at best and dismaying at worst. The softcore staging of several tacky bacchanals make Beach Blanket Bingo look like high art. Still, the production succeeds at something its creators never aspired to. When Entourage debuted on HBO in 2004, the series quickly became part of TV's new golden age. Feature films still enjoyed a special place in popular culture, but home audiences were ever more hospitable to weekly shows that flattered their intelligence with fresh takes on intriguing subjects. In the case of Entourage, the subject was familiar: Hollywood's heedless, devious, hilarious, and/or odious folkways. But the landscape was explored with great verve by writers, filmmakers, and performers who kept building on the confidence that a string of successful seasons conferred. Now that landscape has changed radically. TV is flourishing, and deservedly so, while mainstream studio films are an increasingly iffy proposition. Like its home screen predecessor, this big screen version tells a lot about the state of Hollywood, but it does so in spite of itself. The movie's vulgar bloat, its frantic tone, its desperate attempts to please are all reflective of a medium in the process of losing its pop cultural primacy and its grip on a once reliable audience. Where the TV series observed its exuberant characters almost casually on the fly, Entourage the movie operates out of chronic insecurity in a merchandising mode, selling every moment and scene. It is not a pretty picture. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.